the Siva Shalom points out that Kabbalah HaTorah actually starts in an interesting way. Torah Toisha tells us, "Moshe Olo Elokim Vayikra Elov Hashem in a Har Veimar." Rashi comments, this is a source of calling a girl's school a Beis Yaakov. You should speak to Beis Yaakov as a woman. Sagid l'bnei Yisrael. Atem Reisem. And even before we have Kabbalah HaTorah, we have a introduction. In other words, God talks before he's going to speak. An introduction is, Atem Reisem Asher Asisu L'mitzrayim Ve'esa Eschem Alkan Fe'nisharim. You saw how I took you out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we're supposed to be a princely nation, and he says that all before Kabbalah HaTorah. The question is, what exactly is this introduction prior to Kabbalah HaTorah? V'amar Chazal, Eila Hadvarim lo pachos v'lo yoser. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to say particularly these words and no other words. Hine psukim elu heim dvar Hashem l'Yisrael kodem matam Torah v'yesh levar ma kavona el yona kaviyachol shel Hashem yisparach v'idil lo dvarim elu f'nei aseres hadibros. One would have thought, and I mean that when you walk into shul, that's what you see. What does a Jew need to know? That's the first introduction. So one would expect that of any things that don't need an introduction, it would be Aseres HaDibros that don't need an introduction. Aseres HaDibros is the introduction for Judaism. For example, you have Al Pi Kabbalah, that there is a reference to the Aseres HaDibros in all of Kriya Shema. The Aseres HaDibros, some even say, correspond to every single part of Torah. That there isn't a single part of Torah that's not included in the Aseres HaDibros. So that is the ultimate introduction. Not that the introduction needs an introduction. Umaboim heimu abdeinu, three lines from the bottom of page Kuf Mem. Umemechilta Yisal apostle gushmartim es brisi, Rebbe Lezer Aimer, Zebris Shabbos. So notice, in this introduction that we saw two lines from the bottom of the first column, it says, ushmartim es brisi, you will guard my covenant. So what is this covenant? So there are three opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Zebris Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva Aimer Zebris Milo Bris Avod Zarah. Actually, two opinions, three different things. Rabbi Eliezer says it refers to Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva says it refers to Mila and Avod Zarah. Ubavadai Elu Veelu Divrei Kimchaim Shnemer Kan Gimel Brisos. So the Rebbe assumes that there is three particular covenants that are absolutely necessary before the introduction. Three things that are predicate our ability to accept Torah. Bris Shabbos, Bris Milo, Bris Avodah Zarah. One is us keeping Shabbos, the other is Bris Milo, and the third is Avodah Zarah. Tzarech Biur. Loma Yidim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka Gimel Brisos Elu. Why did he emphasize these? V'ha Inyan, where I'm now on page Kuf Mem Aleph, the first column. V'ha Inyan. Dihine HaTorah V'Aseres HaDibros Nitnu LiYisrael Am HaNivchar. K'mo D'chsiv V'Esa Eschem Alkan Fe'Nishcharim V'Avi Eschem Elai. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Shahainu shebechartim eschem la'am skulasi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as a nation. Skip a line. U'psukim elu ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'diyam ma'hu Yehudi. These psukim are not simply an introduction to an introduction, but rather, Haseres HaDibros are only given to Am Yisrael. And if they're given to Am Yisrael, then we have to know what is the definition of being a Yehudi. Ma'u amehush Yehudi she'elov nitin atayr. Shaloi ne'mar kein mitzvos maisios mitaryad mitzvos. This passage, this introduction to the introduction, is absolutely necessary. Because it's defining to us who we are before we're ready to be mekabel Torah. Rak ma'u Yehudi lo nitnu haTorah mitzvos. V'zehu omro v'atun shemaya tishmu bikoli. This is in bold. There's an emphasis over here, bikoli, that if you listen to my voice, like siv tishmu el mitzvosai, it doesn't say, and this is a very important point in Chassidus, it doesn't say that if you will listen to my mitzvos, you will do my commandments, you will act the way you're supposed to act. Chassidus emphasizes that Avodas Hashem is not acting the way you're supposed to act. That's a totsah. It's a result. A result of being davuk, of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's call, his voice, then we automatically act the way we're supposed to act. That becomes ipso facto. So again, Vizel Omra, this is a very important paragraph. First column, second new paragraph. Vizel Omra, Va'atom Shamaya Tishmu Bekoili. Like Siv Tishmu El Mitzvay Sai, Kekosabim Kaimis Acherim, Ela Bekoili. Hainu Shetita Libchem Lishmaya Ma'akosh Baruch Hu Rotzimim Kem. What does it mean to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice? It's to want to hear the voice itself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he truly want? Not how does he want me to act, but I want to hear his voice itself. L'shmaya b'kol davar es ha-kavona ha-pnimis ha-tmuna b'kol Hashem. Not simply know what to do, but to be connected. The Nefesh HaChaim describes this as Torah's picha, to be connected, to hear the words of Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Toivli Torah's picha me'alfei zov v'chesed. Once a person, by the way, is connected to that, so then our mouths become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us that when we learn properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats our words. Our mouths become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the requisite of that is not that we're learning because we're supposed to be learning, but rather there's a desire for our mouths to be consistent and become one and fuse one with Kaviyachal, the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toivli Toiras Picha. Hatmuna Mikol Hashem Maritzayna Yisparach. That's what's referred to. I'm sure you've heard this term. Pnimius HaTayra. So that's what's referred to as Pnimius HaTayra. If you want to understand Pnimius HaTayra in a rational way, Pnimius HaTayra is understanding the depth of the mitzvos which bind us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just simply what we talk about orthopractice, simply doing things because that's what's the right thing to do, but a desire to become kosher to Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeu Adibur Arishan B'muhusei Shel Yehudi. Sheyadzin L'kol Hashem B'chol Dover Shebo L'yoda Yisboinen Ma'a Ratzim Yimeni Hashem Yisborech. Huma'a Hashem Elokecha Doireish Me'imach. That's way a person will ask, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want from me? And I think that's a fundamental difference, a fundamental shift of Avodas Hashem that's in the street versus Avodas Hashem of the Beis Medrash. The Avodas Hashem of the street is, we have a responsibility, we have mitzvahs, I'm Orthodox. But in the Beis Medrash, what we experience is something else. What we experience is the desire for us to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his dibur. His dibur, his mitzvos, are not just something that instruct us how to do, but how his dibur is a function of our desire to become one with his kol. Od yesh lefarish, the Rebbe continues, va'ata im shema tishmu b'koyli, b'koyli daika, specifically the dafka one's kol, ha'in sheyehudi yishma tamnes kol Hashem ha'medaber elav, that a person should constantly hear the kol Hashem. In other words, there are people who want to know what does the halacha say that's mutter or it's aser. But then there's something else. What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol tell you to do when it's not obvious what's aser and what's mutter? Are we searching for Dvar Hashem in such a case? Or are we searching just what the Shulchan Aruch says is mutter or aser? Not only the mitzvos, but he's constantly listening to what is HaKol, the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'disa beis Avraham ha'apasif v'yikra el Moshe v'idaber Hashem elav, d'chsiv v'yikra loshen nistar, v'lo nisparish mi ha'koreh. It doesn't tell us who is calling. V'yikra el Moshe, kol kriya shishram el Moshe, yoda shev'idaber Hashem elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu midaber elav bazeh. Amazing word the beis Avraham says. The beis Avraham says, not always does it say Vayikra Hashem El Moshe or Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. Sometimes it says Vayikra El Moshe. Who called? Who called? So it wasn't obvious it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for what the Kriya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't identify himself. And then the person has to look for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice would say. V'sipar al Rebbe Hakadosh Rav Moshe Leib Misasa v'bikesh menu balagola shirayim lo chofet shenofalo v'kasher ona shein yochol omer lo agoy yochol ata elo shein charotze v'shamam bazeh dvar Hashem medaber elov shata yochol elo shein charotze. There's a story we won't get into right now that Rav Moshe Leib Misasa had a Gentile that said to him, He said to him, I don't think you really want this. So he understood, Rav Moshe Leib Sassov understood, that it wasn't the goy was simply saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was conveying that to him. In other words, there are times that we're just simply not interested in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want, would say about that. There's a famous Ramban where the Ramban describes that Kedoshim to you, that a person should be Mikadesh Atzmo Bidvar Rishus. Even those things that aren't Asur and Mutter, but a person elevate those things in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would truly want us to use it for. V'chein tzibar me'a Baal Shem Tov, she'pamachas ro'a chilul Shabbos. That the Baal Shem Tov once saw chilul Shabbos. V'omer she'kol ma'ashodim ro'ya u'shamea, yesh lo zeh shaychus alav. A person hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only through his commandments, but every single one of his experiences. Every single one of his experiences. That's why it doesn't say Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, it just says Vayikra al Moshe. The story with the Baal Shem Tov is that the Baal Shem Tov understood that what he had experienced was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, so now we understand why it says Ushmatem as Koili. Koili emphasized not just the mitzvahs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always talking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always speaking to us. Sometimes there are things that happen to us that we don't understand. But if a person spends a little bit of time and says, wait a second, it's not that Reuven did something to me. It's not that something just strange happened. The Baal Shem Tov said that when something happens to us, we're supposed to ask ourselves, what possible message is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending me? So there are two levels now that we're understanding for when the Pasuk says, to hear Tishmu'u B'Koili. One message of Tishmu'u B'Koili is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us all the time. Whether there's mitzvos or averos, that's the mitzvos, but there's something more. There's a Ratzon Hashem that's even above that. A Ratzon Hashem of how we're supposed to relate to Dvar Rishus. There's nothing asur about going to a restaurant every night. There's nothing asur. It's your off time. But it... is that what we're supposed to be thinking about? At the end of the day, it's mind-boggling. There are people that will pay the fancy restaurants hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a meal. And what is that meal 3 hours later? And people, because Hashem Yirachem, their lives, they don't find meaning in Torah. They don't find meaning in many other things. That's what they're looking forward to. That's an example of someone who might keep mitzvahs, though be sure that has an OU. But at the end of the day, are they really, really interested in hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's call in all parts of their 24/7? And then, the Nesiv HaShalom went a step further. And he said, not only could a person say, wait a second, how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to act during supper? What did I take away from Maseches Gittin of trying to understand the truth in Abaye and Rava? How would that inspire me of what I should be doing during supper? There's another level. And the other level is, something happened. I experienced something. Is there something I could take from that experience and say to myself, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to me? What is it that I could learn from this? Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in the equation. When we're talking about Torah mitzvahs, that's the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the equation. For Dvar Rishus, that's something else. A person who begins to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, that's a person who's truly able to be Mekabel mitzvahs. That's a person whose quality of his mitzvahs, of his Aseres HaDibros, are entirely transformed. That's the Rebbe's message. Let's continue on the second column. Kuf Mem Aleph. Ushmartem is brisi, muhuso shel Yehudi ikimo brisos halalu. So we said that there are three brisos: Shabbos, Mila Avodah Zarah, Uka Amur, shelo ayri binogel mitzvos Shabbos Mila v'Yisra Avodah Zarah, shezeh shayach l'taryag mitzvos. So now we need to understand, how do these three things, Shabbos, Mila, and Avodah Zarah, how do these three things encompass the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elakan nemar lehem mahu Yehudi. Again, this is the introduction to introduction to be able to truly appreciate Aseres HaDibros. Mahim advarm sha'oisim oisil Yehudi b'muhusay. What transforms a person truly to be not someone who's orthopractice, but someone who's truly a Jew? Vehem, bris ha-shabbos shen yana ava. The first step is a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. K'moshin isbar, b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael, osi lo'olam, shemuvat kol ha-mitzvah shenemru b'shabbos, etzem ha-shabbos hi ava. The essence of Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Shavodas Hashem b'shabbos kodesh hi ba'avas Hashem, shi tachlis shel ha-yehudi. That's the goal. V'yehudi hu mi sheyesh bo avas Hashem. Any suggestions? Why does Shabbos represent avas Hashem? What's that?
It's taking the time to be one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
In other words, the rest of the week, someone is busy. Chassidus Sfarim describe as Shabbos being yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've spoken about this, I think, on one Thursday night. That Shabbos is a time that we're alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud, of course, is the expression of Ava between husband and wife. And wife. Bris Mila, next one. He ha bris shel Yehudi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bris Mila is the covenant. Shemasa Yisbarach has called Shukosav. That man is willing to give over his Yisod. Yisod is the area of the Bris Mila. Yisod is where man comes from. That man says every single part is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single part of our lives are going to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when it comes to our search for our tshuka of marrying a woman, what we're going to do is see it through the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single part of our lives, all of our tshukas are going to be done through the perspective of Hashem. Ubris Avodah Zarah, Hainu Ubris Shekaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Am Yisrael Al HaEmuna. And Avodah Zarah refers to our belief in God and our trust in God. Shetielem Behirus HaEmuna Shabaris Baruch Shemai Hu Abayrei Umanik L'Kol Abrum V'Hu L'Vadei Asa V'Yisav Yasa L'Chol HaMasim. U'L'Chein Huskru Kan Daf Kegim Ubris HaSeilu Ba'Akdom L'Kabal Sator. So that's why we have these three brisos. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, and Mila. Shabbos representing Ava, that's our expression of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bris Mila is that our desire, that all of our desires not be negated, but rather be expressed and funneled through the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last one of Avodah Zarah is our Emunah. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is not just bowing down to an idol. Avodah Zarah is someone who attributes things in the world outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avodah Zarah represents Chas v'Chalil v'Chisaron in Emunah. The three things that bind us as a Jew that's necessary to truly use the mitzvos to transform us as people are these three things. To have our Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Tshukos towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to look at everything in our lives, the Emunah, as also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rebbe quoted earlier from the Baal Shem Tov, that everything a person experiences, a person says, wait a second, there's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, something HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waking me up about. You know, the Rambam describes that if there's, God forbid, a tragedy, and a person doesn't do tshuva, so the Rambam describes in a very interesting way. The Rambam describes that person as an achzor, as a barbaric person. It's a very interesting thing. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam, there's a lot to say about that Rambam. But on its most basic level is the last bris that we spoke about, there's nothing in the world that's per chance. And therefore, if a person knows of something bad, experiences something bad, and doesn't use it to wake himself up, then he looked at that event from an entirely disinterested, disjointed perspective. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making something happen, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message, and if Chas v'Chalil it's a tragedy, the Rambam's saying that it's for tshuva. The moment in which we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in something, then we become someone who stands by and watches something happen and has no empathy. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something, we experience something, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. So the Rambam says, if God forbid it's a tragedy, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, wake up. And if the person doesn't wake up, so then he's an achzor, because he saw someone else, he's barbaric. He's entirely insensitive. He saw someone go through terrible pain, and it doesn't do anything to him. The Rambam says, that's achzorius. So the last part in Avodas Hashem that the Rebbe is emphasizing over here is emunah, in which everything that we go through has a meaning to it. And our responsibility before the mitzvahs is to be able to look and see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message is towards us. Is it always easy to figure out what the message is? Absolutely not. That's why you have a fantastic Rebbe here. It's not always easy to figure out what the message is. But at the end of the day, if we're going to look at our responsibility as Jews as simply being the mitzvos, then we haven't even walked into through the door of what it means to truly be a Yehudi. Have a great night.